His name is Ish Berry, and this is Berry Media Unrestricted. He explores the city of Houston looking for people who are not afraid to get unrestricted. Interesting men and women who have an extraordinary journey, doing the kind of things that make great stories to tell for the rest of us. Now get ready for Unrestricted.
Action. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Unrestricted Podcast. I am your host, Ish Berry. Joining me today in studio is the beautiful, the beautiful.
You meant it.
Yeah. Maybe I did. Miss Blue, welcome back.
Hey.
Welcome back. Glad good to have you back.
Thank you.
In full 4K, by my bad.
I'm in 4K. Okay.
4K HD. Got a little changing things up in the studio here.
I see.
Toast to season 4.
Yes, season 4.
Cheers, season 4 of the Unrestricted Podcast. And thank you for joining me today. And let's get right to it. So, this is going to be another one of your relationship episodes.
Oh, no. Because yes. I've had some interesting relationships.
I think we might do a thing once a month. Like, you've dated some interesting men, different professions and fields.
Doctors, lawyers, athletes.
Yeah, cops.
Police officers.
Yeah, police officers.
I got a funny police officer story.
Okay, that'd be the next one. But today, we got to talk about getting unrestricted dating a male stripper, which I think is just wild.
I know.
Yeah, wow. If folks that don't know, I'll give a shout out to one of our previous episodes. You can check out Getting Unrestricted about Dating a Male Bodybuilder with Miss Blue. That link could be in the description if you want to check
that episode. That was a crazy story itself, wasn't
it? Specifically, yeah, dating a male bodybuilder who was taking steroids and everything that went with that. But getting right into it, how did you even hook up with a male stripper? Like, in a relationship-wise? Like, let's start from the beginning. How did you meet this cat?
Yes, so I remember being out on the town, and I think I was getting something to eat. And I saw this guy, and he was coming out of the store. And this man was very, very fine. He was very attractive. And I just, when I saw him, I remember saying, he got to be a dancer.
Why that versus an athlete or a personal trainer?
Because he was wearing revealing clothes where you could see pretty much his arms, his entire chest.
Okay.
He was cut really good. And I just remember like, man, I wonder if he a dancer or something. And so we're crossing paths and he sees me and we kind of look at each other and then he finally,
kinda locked eyes.
You know, like, come on, come back here. And so we started to talk. We exchanged information. And then we started calling each other on the phone. And then one day he's like, I got to tell you something. Okay. And I'm like, okay, what you got to tell me? He's like, oh, scared and stuff. I'm thinking he's about to tell me he done killed somebody.
Oh, shit. I thought it'd be like, oh, I got kids I got a wife.
No, the way that he was all like in his feelings, I was like, what's going on? And then that's when he told me, he was like, I'm a dancer. And I was like, okay, I've kind of figured that. He gave me dancer vibes. Mm-hmm. And he was just like, you know, I dance at the club. Mm-hmm. I think it was Hard Bodies.
Yeah, that had to be it, because Hard Bodies. Watch your braids on the mic. Just giving you a little feedback. There
we go. What about now?
Perfect.
Okay.
Yeah, Hard Bodies for years was the only male dedicated strip club.
Yeah,
male strip club where women go see men dance. Yeah, so it had to be Hard Bodies if he was doing it as a profession.
Oh, it was definitely a profession. And I was just like, okay, so why wouldn't I want to talk to you because of that? And he was like, you know, thank God most women like rid me off because they can't, you know, deal with a male dancer. Mm-hmm. I don't think that they could trust them. And so the conversation went from there and we got extremely close.
Oh, damn.
We got extremely close. And so we took the relationship further. And he was like, well, let's be committed to each other. Okay. Like, let's make this a thing.
And kind of exclusive,
like,
right?
Yeah, I was like, okay, so, and that's what we did.
Wow. Okay.
That's exactly what we did.
So, it didn't faze you at all, even after he told you that it's a maelstrom, because like he said, like most women wouldn't be able to handle that. That mm-hmm. not only he's a good looking guy in shape, but on weekends or whatever. Actually, if I remember correctly, Hard Bodies was open 7 days a week. But whatever day he's going on, you know, you got women that are throwing themselves at him, feeling all on him, giving them ridiculous amounts of money because, mm-hmm. you know, that all comes with the job, and that didn't faze you?
No, he was fine.
So you looked over everything. I told you that
this man was fine now. The man was fine. I didn't care about who was touching on the body because I'm the one that had the man.
Okay.
Like, you're touching on his body. This is his profession. He's not, well, I trusted that he wasn't taking them home.
Yeah.
I trusted that he wasn't doing one-on-one private parties with someone. So this is your profession and you're telling me, it would absolutely be so wrong and extremely insecure of a person to meet you and you tell them right off, I'm a dancer, I'm a stripper. They decide to still continue the relationship, talk to you, and then you decide you want to have a problem with what they do mm-hmm. and expect them to change. And so I made a conscious decision that I was going to date this man because he was fine and he happened to be a dancer.
Okay.
So yeah, I never tripped about that. Like I genuinely trusted this guy because I felt like, what man calls you from the strip club?
Mm.
He was just so adorable. Like, he would call me at the club. I was like, boy, you're supposed to be getting that money. And he was like, well, I thought about you. And
oh, that's sweet.
Yeah,
damn.
He was really, really a sweet guy. So I just, and you know, I just didn't think that he would be doing anything behind my back. I trusted him.
That's dope.
I did.
I commend you on that because...
I know, because everybody else thought I was psychotic.
Well, I mean, not that. I mean, you can't blame a person, especially he was doing this obviously before y'all met. So my whole thing is, well, still, you know, you had no, from what you're telling me, you had no insecurities.
No.
You know, nothing. Even he's calling you, you like, nigga, get on stage, make that money. You know?
I mean, yeah.
You in the back calling me. There's money to be made. I mean, you damn near sound like Dollar Bill from Players Club.
I mean, back then, I did have like I had a player's mindset.
Yeah.
I will say that. I feel like to date someone in entertainment and then in the industry, or especially dancers, whether it's a woman or a male, you have to have a player mindset. Like, because it is tough. It will be times where you question things.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Now, okay, so... Gotta ask you, I know a lot of women gonna be wondering this. What was the sex life like?
It was great. Like, so just imagine the tricks on stage. This is what he did. Yeah, he had this, I don't know what it's called, this garment that they wear on their, private parts.
Yeah.
But he would swing it around.
Well, they just wear G-strings, right?
In the bed. It was like a gadget, a toy or something that he was, yeah. Huh? So this is one of the tricks that he did at the club.
Okay.
Only I remember he would do it, you know, bare skin naked.
Okay.
At the club, he didn't do that like that. But yeah, he did all type of tricks, and he was very athletic, so mm-hmm. he could like stand and twist in awkward positions. I mean, the man was a masterpiece. Yes.
Damn.
I'm just keeping it real.
You,
yeah.
For most women, you living a damn dream.
For most women, I was. I ain't gonna lie. Yeah, very creative, very fun, very passionate. Just, yeah.
So did you help him? Did you ever see him perform? Did you ever go, support him, see his routines?
I never supported him. I would just watch, like, videos that he would show me.
Okay.
I never wanted to go to his job and mm-hmm. be the whole girlfriend that's, like, jealous or looking, or I didn't want to make him uncomfortable.
Yeah.
So, not that he never asked me to come, but he never got offended that I didn't. So, I just left it alone. I was doing my own thing, working in entertainment and pursuing my 9-to-5. So I kept it like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I want to go back for a little bit. So if he wouldn't have came out and told you that, you know, hey, you know, sweetheart, baby, blue, whatever, you know, my day job, I'm a male stripper, I perform, you know, I'm basically walking around butt naked. Did you ever press the issue? Because like with some people, when you first meet them, that's one of the first questions you ask, like, oh, hey, what's your name? Oh, my name is Ish. Oh, what do you do for a living? Oh, I'm a photographer and podcaster. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, so how long was it before how long was it from the moment y'all met, exchanged numbers, to when he told you, like, hey, I'm an erotic dancer?
I remember it was a magnetic, like, energy. So I remember he talked to me. We called each other that night. He called me that night. Yeah, it was late. It was like, geez, maybe 11 o'clock at night. And we talked, and he, you know, as the hours went by, he told me, like, you know, that he was a dancer.
Okay.
And I was just like, I kind of figured that. Yeah.
Oh, okay. So
was, yeah, it didn't take long. I mean,
it was basically really... the first conversation y'all had on the phone.
Yeah, it was definitely.
Okay.
He's very honest and transparent. He didn't wait a week later. He wanted to make sure. Because he said, every time I tell a woman that I'm a dancer, she drops me. I never hear from her again. So he wanted to get it out, like, out there.
Don't waste,
like,
no time. Just get it out the way. Mm-hmm. Hey, this is what I am. This is what I do. This is how I make my living.
Take me as I am.
Yeah,
right.
Take it or leave it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That sucks that most women left it, because from what you say, you sound like a good, genuine dude. Did you ever help him with his routine? Because you could dance yourself.
I can.
Like you said in previous episodes, you was a dancer yourself. Mm-hmm. But and what was the timeline on this? Was this before you were a dancer yourself, or afterwards, or during
this
that time?
This was way before was a dancer. But interesting that you say that, because I started dancing... It was a few months. I'm going to say it wasn't right off, but it was at least 8 months after our encounter.
Okay.
Yeah.
So if I remember correctly, so you dating this dude shortly around the time that you and I met, right?
Exactly.
We met at the job that we worked at,
exactly.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Okay. Damn. Wow. Yeah, so I never had a fucking shot. I'm joking.
No. Stop it.
I'm fucking with you. Okay, gotcha. Okay. Mm-hmm. So, got to ask you, too, and I'm only asking this for the ladies, and it's going to sound weird coming from me, a guy. How much was he packing? Because I mean, some male strippers are known for having enormous-ass dicks.
it was nice.
Okay.
It was a very nice size. It wasn't just... horse.
Okay.
Because that's not sexy to me, but that's too much. But it was over average.
Okay.
But it was just right on point.
In numbers terms, what to you is over average?
Like
9 inches.
Anything
10?
Past 10 inches is insane.
Damn.
Because I'm not no big old girl, and so. You're not about to destroy my insides. I'm sorry. I'm just saying.
I'm going to spit out this energy drink. Nigga be like,
I'm
finish her.
I'm just keeping it real. A girl is trying to protect all that.
Yeah, we're restricted. We keep it real. Yeah.
So I need to, you know, look.
You won't have kids one day.
Yes,
you know, you won't.
I'm one more child at least. So I need, you know, my women parts to work right. Yeah, 10 and past that is, that's that porn dick.
Damn.
Yeah.
So how was the relationship as a whole? Like, you guys, how did you balance work? Because I'm expecting he worked on the weekends, right? I'm assuming. And probably at nights, right?
So he worked on the weekends, but then during the day, you got to understand, as a dancer, you have limitless opportunities to make money. Okay, so he would be invited he would be invited to a lot of yacht parties.
Oh,
I don't know if you remember around that time, yacht parties were a thing.
I remember that in the early.
They're trying to get back into it.
I noticed that.
But
yeah.
Let me tell you something. I'm not talking about a day party. I'm talking about they threw yacht parties.
Wow.
Like Uncle Luke.
Oh yeah.
You remember those?
Yeah.
And so I do recall a time where he was invited to a lot of those, and he was always asking me if I wanted to come, but I was like, nah, you go ahead and do your thing. But yeah, he did work a lot, but he also made a lot of time.
Okay.
In the relationship. But ironically, he was the one that had insecurities, and that's what killed the relationship.
How the hell the male stripper has insecurities?
I said the same thing, and if you saw how he looked, you would just be like,
you showed me a picture.
Boy,
I mean,
are you insecure? Like, he had nothing.
You showed me the picture a couple of weeks ago.
he didn't have nothing on, I mean, perfect skin, perfect mm-hmm. everything. And he was so very insecure. I remember it drove me like crazy.
Insecure.
Yes. He was insecure. Like, if I didn't pick up the phone, and mind you, y'all, I got two kids. My kids have always came first.
Of course.
So I could be cooking, and it's like I hear the phone ringing, but I'm not about to answer it because I'm trying to make sure my little boy's food comes out good.
Yeah.
And so, and then I get caught up and stuff. I might start watching TV, and I'll call him like around midnight, and he just know that I was with someone. You were with someone. Why you didn't? You're trying to play me. You think I'm stupid. It was like that, a lot
Damn,
of that.
That's crazy.
It was a lot of late night conversations where he was like, I've been cheated on because women say they can accept the profession that I work in and then they can't. So they're going to cheat on me first. Like, I'm going to hurt you first before you hurt me.
Okay.
But I'm not like that. I'm not thinking like I'm trying to hurt you. I'm not trying to dog you out. He can never trust that. And then this is the thing that gets me, and this is almost every guy, I'm sorry, mm-hmm. that I've always ever been with.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that I'm too cool and understanding, and I'm not questioning you, and I'm not like, oh, what chick is dancing on you, or who, what private party is this? The fact that I'm okay with what you're doing, they assume I must be doing something. For me to be so secure, it's only because you're sleeping with somebody, or you're doing something. Yeah.
That's crazy.
And this was a... It was a constant thing. Like, he was, I do remember him being a very, very sensitive guy. Okay. He was really sweet, but very sensitive. So it was always like, I felt like I ended up being like a Dr. Phil in the relationship, like counseling him. And, mm-hmm. you know, he had a lot of pain with the ex that he dated
yeah.
that trickled down into our relationship. It was a lot. It ended up not being fun anymore.
Wow,
yeah,
sucks.
It did. It really drained me. I'm just talking about like the long talks at his house and just like it felt like he was just never happy. Even though I was doing everything to make sure that the relationship worked and lasted, that man just was not happy. Emotionally damaged, I guess.
Damn, I hate to hear that. I mean, you would think that a guy who's well-groomed, fit, packing, you know, you're a stripper, mm-hmm. so women are throwing themselves at you and you're getting paid for it, that not only he would be content with himself, but when you do have an actual platonic relationship that, you know, especially someone cool like you, you know, you're not yeah. hounding him every 15 minutes. You're letting him do his thing, you know, and you're being like what some or most would call, you know, the perfect woman. And mm-hmm. it's just, you know, he has these insecurities. That sucks, man. Wow. So do you know offhand, like, what it was, like, the day in the life for him of a male stripper? Like, you know, he had to practice his routines, how often he worked out. Well, actually, was he one of the types that had to work out to maintain his physique?
Oh, he worked out. I don't know if he had to do it to maintain his physique. Mm-hmm. I just know that he loved to work out. So you can expect him to be in the gym every day.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, he had his routine. He ate really good. We went a few times, like when we would eat out. It was never something like bad. It was always like decent food, like, you know. But yeah, he worked out a lot. So typical. You could see him. He's, like I said, he'll be in the gym. He did practice his routines, but he practiced his routines at an actual studio.
Oh, okay. Wow.
Yeah,
he's a real deal.
Yeah, he was really passionate about like what he does. Like even like in, I remember like a lot of the routines he had with his guys, and they mm-hmm. would go out and he would be like, babe, I'm at the studio practicing with the guys and stuff. We have a routine tonight, and I was like, cool. I mean, that's fine with me.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah, and then he get ready to go to the club. Like I said, he did a lot of yacht parties.
Okay.
He did a whole lot of yacht parties. I remember that. And he just wasn't really big on the private parties, mm-hmm. like one-on-ones. But yeah, he did.
I can see that because if he's really a nice guy, and women can be just like men, because I mean, you know, I'm sure we all heard the stories that when a man goes to a strip club to see women and the private parties and stuff, you know, men's go try and proposition the women for sex. So
of course, I did VIP, and that's all that. And I had to cut it off like, no. And the first thing they would say is, well, you need to get out the VIP.
Damn.
The VIP is for a very important person who's spending money who can do whatever they would like to.
Oh, shit.
And yeah, I was like, you know what? Ain't gonna happen with me. Yeah. But I do, when I would go home, I was like, dang, it's kind of like you spending your money to be able to do something different from out there in private. So I stopped doing VIP because of that.
Wow.
Yeah, I know it's crazy. Yeah, it is.
Damn. Whew, man. But yeah, I mean, but I can see him because I'm sure women are the same way in reverse. Woman has a lot of money. Mm-hmm. You know, you got this hot guy and you know, private party. And it's like, oh, you want this $3,000, you know, give me some dick, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
if he has morals and standards about himself and he, you know, he's not going to just pimp, sell his body out like that, then he's going to pass up on that stuff. I can imagine. Mm-hmm. Wow. So do you know how much money he used to bring home a night or a weekend? And he used to be on how many strippers?
A few thousands.
Strippers? Damn.
A few thousands. I mean,
few thousand a night or just
a few thousands a night. This guy was good. Like I'm not saying that to gas his man up. Yeah. He was really athletic.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
He could do a lot of like the tricks. Like if you went to like a girl strip club,
yeah,
and you see the girl dancing, the one that's like acrobatic and swinging from the walls,
yeah, and getting all the way up on the pole.
Yeah, I'm saying and doing, like, being able to cock the legs up this way and that way. He was that. He could do everything you could think of.
Wow.
Like a gymnast. Like, this dude was cold. Splits.
A few thousand.
And a bunch of different tricks. Yeah. But that's why I was always tripped out. Like, we always had money to do stuff.
Yeah.
And buy stuff. He was still
And this
happy.
Is like in the early-ish 2000s,
yeah, when
right?
gas was like $1 and like 50 cents or less.
This is around the time
$1.39.
Bush Jr. was president, right?
Yes. So gas was like $1.39.
Yeah. And rent wasn't, you know, $2,000 a month.
Oh, I can tell you my rent. I'll never forget. My rent for a two-bedroom apartment was $600 even.
Ooh.
Two-bedroom, and it was a bad apartment. What I loved about it is, I know it's off topic, but my room was over here, and my kids' room was split.
Yeah.
And I was really living decent. Like, I could do a whole lot. Plus, my car was paid for at the time, so...
Nice.
Yeah, so we had money to do stuff and buy stuff and hang out, and he was still so insecure. Man, it just killed everything.
I want to say...
It really did.
Not to get off topic, but since we're talking about how affordable shit was back in the day, when I lived in Greenspoint, around the time that you and I met at that job, I want to say that apartment the first year, and I had a one-bedroom, was like about 500 square feet, just a little bit bigger than the studio... That was $495 a month.
Wow.
Yeah, remember that apartment I had in Greenspoint? Yeah, where it was kind of like I was in the front, but it was off to the side along the gate. Yeah, that was $495 a month.
Greenspoint had them deals though. I stayed in Greenspoint.
It's the hood.
I stayed in Greenspoint and had an apartment for $395 when I went to school. They gave me a college discount.
Oh, that's nice.
Yes.
I bet they ain't doing that shit now.
Oh, no, they're not. They're like, good luck.
They probably raised the place. Oh, you in college, so you getting financial
I'm sure.
aid.
Yeah.
You could give us another $300 a month.
Exactly.
On top of what the base is. And then I want to say my light bill, because it was just me, and I was, you know, we was always at work, because remember that work had that, they made us do that mandatory overtime. So my light bill during the summer, like it is now, where I had the AC on all the time when I was at home, was like $80. Yeah. And then during the winter, it dropped down to like 40 because I love the cold, so I never turned on the heat.
Yeah.
And it was all electric, but I digress from that. Right. Yeah. The good old days. Everything was affordable.
Yes.
You could take trips and shit. So at what point did the relationship, at what point did you know it just say, hey, I gotta get out of this. I gotta do something else.
Well... I was drained. I think we did this for like 6 solid months.
Okay.
And before I was just like, the last conversation, he was crying.
Damn.
I mean, this girl really did a number on him. And
damn,
I kept saying,
guy.
I'm not trying to be like, my ego, I do have an ego, y'all. Mm-hmm. But I be trying to check it sometime, right? But sometime, I be like, hold on. I'm your woman. You should be crying over me. Mm. You are calling me at 2 or 3 in the morning and you're crying because what an ex-girl did to you. And it was always this girl that he was like distraught about. How can we move forward? And clearly you still love your ex. You're not healed. And after that conversation, I wished him well. And he was so mad. He was like, see, you're doing it too. You're leaving me. And I was like, I'm leaving you because you haven't gotten over your past.
Yeah.
We can't have fun. I can't. You're always sad about somebody else, not even me. We have a good time.
Yeah.
The only time we wasn't doing good together is when he would be sad and depressed about something that took place in the last relationship. That was too much for me. And I sent him on about his business. I was like, I can't do it no more.
Damn.
Feel how you want. Think that I was that girl that abandoned you. I'm not. I can't deal with it.
It's like he was a real good guy.
He
and y'all were a good fit for each other.
He really was.
And I got to commend you for being the cool, chill female. And I've said it before, just publicly on social media and here on the podcast. Like, for me, it's hard to, and I'm nowhere near a stripper, but I hang around beautiful women all the time because of photography, mm-hmm. and I have some of them on here in the podcast, and, you know, athletes, female athletes, and so on and so forth. And it's like, there's a woman I was talking to until last week, and I see she's kind of starting to get the jealous bug, and it's like, gotta do like Shark Tank. For those reasons, I'm out. I'm not. Yikes. Red flags, red alert, Captain. Mm-hmm. You know? Mm-hmm. And, you know, you being the opposite of that, I mean, you like a diamond river. And I'm not trying to pump your head up because it's already big enough.
Whatever.
But I'm
just,
it's beautiful not head.
Really. It's kind of small. But go.
But I'm like, man, that sucks. Seemed like he was.
I was stung for a while. I was sad a little bit. I was because it's very rare that you find someone, especially in a profession like that, that's genuinely a good person. Mm-hmm. And I just remember him being so honest and so open and so understanding and like letting me into his world of dancing. He gave me no room to have doubt.
Yeah.
Or feel like he could be doing anything. If a woman came in there and talked to him, or if he was tempted to do a private party because of the money, he would tell me. But he'd be like, I didn't do it. It wasn't because I said, you better not.
Yeah.
It was just like he just
out of respect. And
he just didn't do. He just told me from the beginning he didn't do private parties.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm sure something happened in his life.
Mm-hmm.
Or something. He just didn't. That was just off the rip. He didn't do. But yeah, it is what it is. And I moved on and we lost contact with each other. And so.
Damn. I wonder if he watching this. if we dropped this episode, watch this.
I don't know.
So let's say, hypothetically speaking, he might come across this episode and, you know, find you on social media or something. And he want to have some drinks or something. What would be your response to that? Would you, especially given how much time has passed? Because we're talking about, like I said, George W. Bush was president during this time. You know.
Yes, he was. Yes.
So it's like, yeah, that's several years ago. So mm-hmm. I mean, if he hit you up in a DM and was like, oh hey, I seen your podcast. You was talking about me. Wow, gee, you know, yeah, you rekindled some memories. What you doing this weekend? You want to go out and have a drink, catch a movie? What would you say? Would you entertain that, or would you just be like, nah, God, I'm leaving the past in the past? You know?
I wouldn't respond.
Oh, why not?
Because I'm tired of circling the block. It seemed like these niggas that you go backwards for be still on that same bullshit. And I'm tired. Like, it's time to meet somebody that I've never met before. I'm okay with, like, going back, and if it's something that I feel like is worth it. But a lot of the times, I'm saying, when you double back, the same reasons that it didn't work out back then,
mm-hmm.
somehow, the people that didn't change, you're still going to have the same issues that you had back then with the people that you circle back on. So I don't want to deal with emotional baggage and men that can't get over what this ex did, because I'm a whole different breed, baby.
Yeah.
Like I'm gonna bring something different to your life that you never had. I'm about positivity and uplifting. Don't put what another bitch did to you on me, cuz that's not player shit. And I'm not going to accept that. And I'm tired of men doing that.
Yeah.
So I will leave it alone.
And you know, like, I'm not trying, cuz I've been that guy before where I've been hurt, scorned by a woman, and you know, I meet someone new, and in the back of my mind it's like, "Hey, is she going to do me like the ex did? And I'm, you know, I'm nitpicking everything. And then like you said, the relationship just becomes toxic and, you know, kind of unbearable and so forth. But at the same time, though, it's just kind of like, well, I guess she was patient with him. I mean, you did for 6 months, you said, but I don't know. I say if it happens, hypothetically speaking, I mean, you know, you do what you want to do. You're a grown woman. I say give him a chance because people grow, too. People grow. People change. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I wouldn't.
Here it is. I mean.
I wouldn't.
Fair enough.
I mean, wouldn't. I honestly feel like that, again, I have a problem with attaching to the past because I am safe with people that know me and that understand me. I am somewhat terrified to branch out and meet a whole new man and have to learn them and then question his intentions. I would rather try with someone who knew me. But the guys that you go back to that knew you, are they still be on that same bullshit. So you might as well try with someone new that you've never met. And it's just, that's I'm at a point. Different time in my life where, okay, now this is going to be crazy.
Okay.
Me, after my experience with dancing and everything that I went through, I wouldn't date another male dancer. I wouldn't date a male dancer.
You beat me to it. I was going to ask you that question.
I wouldn't. I wouldn't be interested.
Why not?
Because the stuff that I went through, it's a dangerous life. I've grown. So we talk about growth. I don't have anything against dancers or something. Them girls work and shake their ass off. Get your coins. I'm not, you know, been there, done that. What I'm saying is I almost lost my life in the profession. So that alone is kind of like sometimes it leaves a sour taste in my mouth.
Of course, yeah.
So, yeah, I elevated and I just wouldn't want to deal with someone in that profession, in that realm. Maybe nowadays, I probably wouldn't trust it. Like then I was younger. I'm not going to lie. I was naive. Who's to say he could have been talking a good game. I didn't really question things.
Yeah.
Like I took stuff for what you like face value, what you told me. I didn't go investigating and looking for shit. I just was like carefree, like, you know, la, 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 free spirited. I'm still a free spirit, but I'm more like an observer. So make sure your shit add up when you're talking to me. You know what I'm saying? Because then I'm going to investigate and I'm going to find out the truth. So, yeah, I wouldn't want to date another male dancer. I wouldn't.
And I hear what you're saying. And you make a lot of good points. But at the same time, though, I really don't believe for me to tell me that he was playing a good game. Because if someone's telling you, hey, I'm doing this, I'm doing that, and their story is pretty much ironclad, and they have that... What's one of the main things that people complain about in relationships now? Communication or lack thereof, right?
Oh, it is definitely bad communication out here.
But back then, if he was giving you good communication, hey, baby, I'm at the club, I'm on my break, I was thinking about you, you know, other things, like you said, he was open about the private parties, the yacht parties and stuff, then he's really giving you, or anyone that's doing that, they're really not giving you any, in my opinion, like any reason to doubt them. And then sometimes what we do, damn, now it's turned into a damn relationship episode. Sometimes we do relationships, it's like, okay, well, my significant other is being totally transparent with me, but I'm nitpicking everything they're saying and doing, and then you really turn something into what it's not. You see what I'm saying? You know, you're just really overanalyzing the situation, what they're saying or whatever, you know?
No, I agree. I still would pass on them.
Fair enough. Yeah. That's your right. Also, I went on top because he worked out so much. I gotta ask you from the last episode: did you ever see him take steroids? Any illegal?
Oh stuff? No, 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 no! Them hard body boys didn't steroids. From the one, because I knew some. I knew girls that was cool with some of the guys that danced. Like literally, if they were taking any substance, I would be so shocked and disappointed because these guys literally they ate so healthy and they worked out Monday through Sunday.
Damn.
And they worked out, like, I think it's crazy, like, only in the world of fitness.
Yeah.
Me, I could do, I think, 30, 40 minutes max. These guys worked out for, like, 2+ hours.
Shit.
Yeah. So, or sometimes they would work out in the morning, and then they'll take a break, and even after dancing at night, they come early in the morning and work out again.
Damn.
No, these guys, he was working out. He wasn't taking no substance or nothing.
Damn, just eating right and working out. Shit.
Yeah. Good like a him. True hard body. A natural hard body. For real.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
So, also, physical, you know, everybody know you like a fine man. What was your favorite physical attribute with him, of him?
The chest.
Okay, I got a nice chest. Okay. Yeah. So what was it about his chest? Just like, it was like just big and muscular?
It was big and muscular, and when it held on to honey real good.
Oh, do tell.
Honey trickling down it and licking it off his chest was amazing. Yeah, using honey.
So was he using honey as part of his act on stage or in the bedroom
Maybe
or both?
The act on me in the bedroom.
Oh, shit. Yes. Okay.
Honey and chocolate was our thing, and that chest just, the way it hugged and groped his muscles.
Damn.
And, whew, I think he had an 8-pack.
Damn, he really didn't eat no carbs.
Yeah, it was like,
just chiseled, sculpted.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah.
Damn, I'm kind of surprised he didn't compete in bodybuilding like
I'm surprised. He had a nice, I'm talking about like the physique mm-hmm. that you are talking about. I'm talking about cuts, like you could see the definition. Like
in each muscle group?
Yeah, and it wasn't too much. Like, it was like, to me, like the perfect amount of body mass. It was perfect.
That's right, because you don't like them super swollen.
Yeah, like when you start having like that neck muscle thing, I'd be like, mm-mm. And having muscles in your elbows.
Just get some muscles in the elbows.
I don't like all that. Your fingers got muscles.
You stupid.
That's not, y'all, stop it. I don't think that's sexy, but this, he was perfect. He was perfect. you so silly. We're trying to be serious, and you was laughing so hard.
Second to last question I asked you too, while we're on topic. What was the favorite thing you liked him doing in a bedroom?
Because
people gotta understand, this ain't no average run of the mill dude. This is a stripper, so I could imagine what the sex was
oral.
Like.
What? No. Oh, I like all of it, but oral, this man, mind you, he's a strong man.
Yeah.
Now, I was a little bit smaller back then, but he had this thing where he could literally pick your body up and be, and it would be like doing push-ups and while he was doing, oh, God.
Damn.
He was off the chain, and he would never get tired. He could flip you around and do all type of different stuff. Like, yeah, it was really fun.
God damn. And, you know, I didn't even actually describe this man. So, like, how tall was he?
He was every bit of, I want to say he was like 5'8".
Okay.
He was about 5'8", 5'9", something like that.
Okay. And about how much weight?
Well, I couldn't.
Okay.
I'm not good with guessing a guy's weight. I could guess a woman's weight, but.
Well, I remember when you showed me the picture, and if I had to guess, because you end up finding like an old flyer or whatever.
Right. Yeah, I did.
If I had to guess, I'd say he was about 235, somewhere around there.
And yeah, solid muscle.
Yeah, solid. Yeah, yeah. People, solid, this dude, solid muscle.
Yeah.
He could have easily been.
That sounds about right.
Yeah, he could have easily been a bodybuilder or something. Especially now, since we got the different categories that you don't have to be as muscular with muscles in your fingers,
right.
As you said.
Oh, geez. Yeah. Like, what in the hell y'all be doing? But anyway, yeah.
Yeah. So, closing this out, what advice would you give a woman that would meet a guy that is that's an erotic dancer, or even now with OnlyFans and stuff, and they're doing adult content?
Because
right. there's some men out there that have OnlyFans that, you know, there's nothing wrong with that. Hey, make your money and do your thing.
Mm-hmm.
So what advice would you give some ladies out there?
I would just say be real with yourself, because if you're going into it thinking that you could change them, mm-hmm. then you're already going to lose. This is what they do. They're going to continue to do it. So make sure that you're comfortable in accepting this man's lifestyle, mm-hmm. because it's only fair for yourself as far as him as well. You have to make sure that you're okay with that. Just have a sit down with yourself and really make sure, because it is going to be times where you question it. And also make sure that you both are protecting yourselves. Make sure that he's mm-hmm. protecting himself and that y'all getting checks in those professions, especially in 2023. I can't really say I trust these men. You know what I'm saying? To be safe. So make sure you're in, you know, in that clinic every 3 months, they like to say, every 3, 6 months or something like that, when you're dating someone in that profession. But yeah, the main thing is just making sure that you are okay with that. Stop trying to change people.
I agree. I agree with that with any, not just dating people in the adult industry, but I said with anybody, hell, just accepting where they are, keep it moving, you know?
Exactly.
You can't change people, especially when they were already doing something when you met them. You know what I mean?
That's
stupid.
I hate that, but it's so many people that say that they're okay with what you do, say that they understand and support, and then once they reel you in with the love and the emotions and the affection and the good sex and all that, then it's like, well, I don't really like that you have to be around guys all the time. And I don't really like you have to probably kiss an actor on stage.
Yeah.
And it's just like, damn, you said that you was, so now you don't let me fall in love with you, and now I'm second guessing what I love to do.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to happen.
Yeah. I don't blame you. I don't blame you one bit.
No.
Nah. And let people know how they can find you on the socials.
Yeah, so y'all need to make sure that y'all follow me on Twitter at Miss Blue Radio Show. I also have the THEE Miss Blue, MZ Blue, like the color. Facebook, Miss Blue, and Instagram, Miss Blue Radio Show.
Nice, nice. And TikTok too, or no?
I am on TikTok, but ironically, I don't really be giving out my TikTok like that.
Oh, my bad.
If you find me, it'll be on accident. I don't talk to people on TikTok. I don't really. I just post a picture and move around.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
And we want to let everybody know, thank you for rocking with us here on the Unrestricted Podcast for 4 seasons. This will be the season premiere when this drops of our 4th season. If you want to support the podcast for free, just like, share, and subscribe. Tell your friends about the podcast. Share these episodes. Comment. It really helps us get found and discovered in the analytics that is social media and podcasting. And also, if you feel like making a monetary donation, you can subscribe to our Patreon for as little as $1 a month or up to $3 a month. And the $3 a month tier gets you exclusive access to behind-the-scenes stuff, early access to episodes, and a whole lot more. And our socials are listed below in the description. So thank you, Blue, for coming in and telling your story about dating a male stripper. That was that's something. So next month we might do
the police officer.
Yeah, the police officer.
One.
I bet
I got
that
a really
was a
good
one.
One.
Oh, hell
really
yeah. Yeah, no, that's wow. Blue's dating adventures or some shit. That's called a new segment.
Oh boy, do I have many.
Until next time, everybody, take care of yourselves and each other. We're out of here.
Want to help the channel remain upstanding and dedicated to the truth? Then consider becoming a channel patron. The link to our Patreon account is in the description below.